Sell me this pen. Feature, advantage, benefit. I wish I could tell you I had some Jordan Belfort level response when I was asked to sell the pen, but The Wolf of Wall Street hadn't even been published yet. It wouldn't come out for another couple months, and it would be years before the majority of people would learn the sordid tales from the big screen. I did, however, have a good grasp on how to make presentations. And so I spoke of the clean lines the pen gave, the fact that it wouldn't smudge if somebody's hand ran across the page, that it was easy to read, and the longevity of use before the ink would run out. And then I talked about how it would be perfect for doing interviews like this one, writing documents, note-taking. So, what it is, what it does, and how they would benefit. I got the phone call the very next day saying that I was hired. They asked me to come start work on Monday. I wasn't really sure what that was going to look like because I was aware that the dealership wasn't open yet. And I knew that there was an intention of them having some training for us. But my first day was less about training and more about cleaning up. I arrived on the lot to meet the other 10 people that were hired. 5 men, 5 women. That was important to them to have a good balance of male to female ratio in the dealership. Each person had very different personalities and work experience, but all of us had one thing in common. All of us were driven to earn. I was the youngest one to have gotten hired at 19 years old, but this was a whole new ballgame for all of us, so I wasn't concerned about the learning curve. The morning of our first day, we met our general sales manager, who had been part of the hiring process, along with the regional manager. The regional manager, however, was based out of their Regina location. We began by tidying up the lot, a simple yet crucial task to make the place presentable. The atmosphere was a mix of anticipation and camaraderie as we worked together, quickly breaking down barriers between us. In the afternoon, our task shifted as we drove to Regina to pick up vehicles for the lot. The journey allowed us to share our stories, revealing a mosaic of backgrounds. Yet, a common thread among us, we were all highly motivated to succeed in this industry. However, the day took an unexpected turn when I was tasked with backing a car out of the wash bay. In my nervousness and lack of experience driving anything other than a few small cars I'd owned as a teen, I managed to scrape the side of an almost new truck against the building, ending up with a large scratch down the side. Tears sprung to my eyes and I felt a knot in the pit of my stomach. I feared the worst, but the general manager's reaction was unexpectedly gracious. Mistakes are going to happen. We'll get it handled and worry about it after it's fixed, he said, examining the scratch. His composed response taught me an invaluable lesson about resilience and accountability. As we returned with the vehicles, I reflected on the day's events, the shared tasks, the minor mishap, and the lessons I learned. It wasn't just about the physical work of clearing the lot or arranging our inventory. It was about building a foundation within our team, and I think there was an intent for us to really feel at home on the lot. I was hopeful, admittedly naive, but who isn't when starting something new? The setup phase at the dealership was marked by intense efforts, some of which took a very literal form. For example, during the assembly of the office desks, a mishap with a power drill resulted in an injury. Mine. Well, holding a desk piece steady, the drill slipped from my boss's hand and went into my finger, causing a sharp stabbing pain and a splatter of blood to run across my chest. This incident became a bit of a punchline where I got to say to fellow coworkers and customers down the road, I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this place. Literally. The launch of the dealership was strategically orchestrated to target the neighborhoods who they felt likely to be living paycheck to paycheck or struggling with their credit. Their goal was to be the go-to place for people who were concerned about not getting approved. As the grand opening grew near, our training focused primarily on greeting customers and vehicle walk-arounds. The most important part was the meet and greet.